The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. Up next, Ed, we've got the Rams coming off a nice win over the Cowboys, going up against the Eagles, who absolutely just laid an egg in the second half of the game against Washington.
I can't believe that the Eagles are as bad as they looked over the weekend.
I mean, they're up 17-0. I think everything is good. And their line is completely overwhelmed for the rest of that game. Carson Wentz was sacked 8 times, threw 2 interceptions. It was like a completely different quarterback was back there.
Oh, it was. And I kept watching that game and I'm looking at Carson Wentz and I'm like, this doesn't look like the Carson Wentz that I remember. But he got, as you said, he got sacked 8 times. Their offensive line in Philly is just a mess. I mean, you know, Brandon Brooks, their starting guard, is out. They lost starting left tackle Andre Dillard. He's on IR. Lane Johnson, their starting right tackle, didn't play week 1. I'm not sure what his status is for week 2. I thought I heard or saw that Johnson will try to play this week, but we'll see how that goes. But, you know, when you don't have an offensive line, you don't have an offense, and you don't really have a chance to have a quarterback that looks capable either. And it's kind of stunning to see the Eagles look that way. I mean, what was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago that the Eagles won the Super Bowl? And when I looked at that team and I looked at how young it was and how many guys they had signed long term, I thought this team's going to dominate the NFC East for years to come. And they're going to be in the NFC Championship game, you know, a half dozen times over the next 7 or 8 years. And it just it's gone backwards. And it's kind of stunning to see the Eagles play the way they did on Sunday.
You mentioned the offensive line, and this is what I don't understand. You're right. The offensive line was banged up, but Carson Wentz averaged over 12 air yards per attempt. That was the most of anybody in the league. So he's throwing the ball deeper down the field, which by definition takes a longer time to develop than any other quarterback. Shouldn't he be taking 3 and 5 step drops and getting rid of that ball quick?
That would seem so, especially the way that the Washington football team was rushing the passer. I mean, with Chase Young and Ryan Kerrigan and I think they have 5 first-round draft picks along that front 7. And that's just crazy.
That's the way to build a football team. Let's be honest. You start closer to the ball. And I feel like that's the teams that are successful. And I wasn't blown away by Dwayne Haskins by any stretch, but he looked competent, which, you know, he's so inexperienced, I feel like that's all you can really ask for at this point. But if that defense keeps them in games, they could be better than we think.
You're right. You know, but let's continue talking about this particular game. And you know, my question coming into this game, I think we talked about it last week. The Rams beat the Cowboys in week 1, but last week we talked about not really knowing what the Rams are. And I still don't know what they are. You know, they beat the Cowboys, but for me, the Cowboys tend to be a perennial disappointment. They never seem to be, you know, what they, what we all think they should be. And it's funny because in Dallas, you know, they spent the entire offseason complaining about Jason Garrett and, you know, lauding Mike McCarthy and talking about how wonderful it would be to have McCarthy. And now after 1 loss, they're killing McCarthy in Dallas.
Welcome to the job, Mike. So that's what you get when you're Cowboys head coach. But what we just did, I feel like, is exactly what everybody did to the Rams. We focused more on the Cowboys losing than the fact that the Rams went there and beat them. And they deserve a little credit for that. They held Dallas to 15 net yards in the Cowboys' final 10 plays. That's domination. And they have a new defensive coordinator there too. So it was surprising to see them come out of the gate so strong.
Yeah, it was. We'll have to see if that continues. And, you know, in terms of picking this game, Rob, I keep going back and forth. I keep going back and forth because I'm still not a big believer in the Rams. and yet the Eagles don't look like the Eagles to me. And I, you know, I, when I did my picks this week for Big Blue View, I took the Eagles to win this game, so I'm going to stick with that. But I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of regretting that pick already.
Buyer's remorse, so to speak. It looks like Lane Johnson was full go today in practice, which is good. Wednesday in practice, I should say. Miles Sanders was full go. Derek Barnett was full go, so that's good. Here's the thing. For years, we've been saying Carson Wentz has to learn to get rid of the football sooner. But guess what? He's not going to. You can't have Carson Wentz, this incredible playmaker, without him being the guy that's willing to hold on to the ball and take hits. Like, what makes him great is what makes him vulnerable. And guess who's coming to town this week? It's Aaron Donald, okay? And he doesn't need any help getting through an offensive line, and the Eagles are banged up. So as much as I like Carson Wentz and don't really believe in Jared Goff, I believe in Aaron Donald and that defense. I got to take the Rams in this one. They're giving a point, but I don't care. I'll take the Rams, and I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I think I gave you that one, Rob.
I mean, you feel better about my pick than your own pick.
I think I do. Amazingly enough. What have I done to myself here?
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.